The head of the American Red Cross made an unexpected announcement Friday when she declared she would leave the nation's premier charitable organization at the end of the year. Dr. Bernadine Healy said she was being forced out by the Red Cross's board. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on what might have gone wrong.
Dr. Healy's departure could hardly have come at a worse time, just weeks after the biggest peacetime disaster on U.S. soil. In the weeks since September 11, the Red Cross and Dr. Healy herself have been seemingly ubiquitous. At Ground Zero in New York, at the Pentagon, at the crash site of Flight 93 in western Pennsylvania, and on our television screens, urging Americans to donate blood and money. Paul Fari of The Washington Post says the strains of responding to September 11 may have precipitated Dr. Healy's departure.
The money came pouring in. It became a great opportunity for the Red Cross and for Dr. Healy to create a number of programs, but she made a number of decisions that got the board's nose out of joint.
Among the decisions that Red Cross officials bristled at was the creation of the Liberty Fund. That's a fund dedicated to helping victims of the September 11 disaster. Americans have pledged $500 million to the Red Cross Fund.
They've only been able to spend about $100 million so far, and they've even only earmarked how they want to use $300 million for September 11.
Daniel Borokoff is president of the American Institute of Philanthropy. It's a charity watchdog group in Bethesda, Maryland. He says the Red Cross is now trying to come up with ways to spend the rest of the money.
It's going beyond what they would typically do in terms of emergency disaster relief. For instance, they're concerned about psychological trauma counseling, and I'm not convinced that the Red Cross is the one to be doing that outside of Ground Zero.
The Red Cross board appears to be sensitive to charges that the group is overreaching and hurting donations to smaller charities. The board's chairman told The Washington Post last night he thinks the Red Cross should stop collecting money for the Liberty Fund. The Red Cross didn't return NPR's calls for comments. There were other disagreements between Dr. Healy and the board. The board apparently felt it was time to stop withholding its dues to the International Red Cross. It hasn't been paying the dues to protest the exclusion of Israel's equivalent of the Red Cross from the IRC. Dr. Healy didn't want to bend. Paul Fari of The Washington Post thinks that take-no-prisoners style was a big factor in Dr. Healy's ouster. In 1993, she was asked to leave another high-profile job, director of the National Institutes of Health.
She was such an unpopular figure at the time she left there that at her goodbye party, many of the directors of the various institutes at the NIH would not stand beside her. She had become radioactive as a personality.
But Fari says Dr. Healy's tenure at NIH was marked by radical change. She created a strategic plan for which science NIH would fund over the next decade. She stepped on a lot of toes, but over the past 5 years, NIH's budget has doubled. A tribute, many say, to her achievements. Healy's tenure at the Red Cross may have been too short to leave a similar legacy. The board of the Red Cross was looking for a change agent when they wooed Dr. Healy 2 years ago, but they may have gotten more than they bargained for. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.
Many listeners have been asking us, should we still send letters to NPR? Our answer, of course. We love hearing from you, but we may not get all our mail as soon as you send it. So a good bet to reach us is by email. Send your thoughts, praise, and criticism to watc@npr.org. Once again, that email address is watc@npr.org. And we reaffirm our faith in and gratitude for the U.S. Postal Service with this address. Write to us at Weekend All Things Considered, NPR, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001.